born and raised in Cottage Grove. I used to buy groceries from his dad down there at Wolford that deals he was in business with Harold Sport. And they ran a fine grocery store. He grew up down there. So we're near buddy. Larry?
Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure for me to be here today. And up around this room, I know a lot of you, and it's a very same report. And I congratulate you for this effort to establish this organization. I remember when Tom came before the commission to talk about this when he was chairman. I am the brand new chairman of the Economic Development Commission of the State of Oregon. We're working under some different legislative laws now, and we are delighted. Has already made an impact on the staff and on the state's organization, I think, as far as the educational staff level, and we're delighted to have that with us. Secondly, I would like to say that the governor has charged us with participating with groups like yours and helping Oregon become, at least from an image standpoint, the state that we all want it to be. Now, we know that the efforts that are going forward are probably not recognized and outside of the state. And I think there are very few people that recognize how many groups, such as yours, are working hard to make Oregon an attractive place for economic development. And I congratulate you for doing that. Secondly, one thing I think that bothers me a little bit is that the continuing what listen to you said the governor is not acting in economic development. Now, I have been chairman only, but that's Idaho and Washington.
No.
Many people that are here, and as many interested people as are here, but we're not
other priorities, the distribution of the tax load, land use, and so on. And many of the times these issues tend to be cloud out. It's an important issue that we now face. And that was that economic development and diversification is vital in order to sustain the quality of life that we seek and are so proud of here in our state. Having been in politics myself, I find that it's associated with short memory. My memory is short enough that I don't recall when we first ran for as a candidate for governor of our state in 1978. But economic development and diversification was a vital part of the platform. As a matter of fact, it ranked right at the top. And he reminded us consistently that Oregon was open for business. And since assuming that office, I think he has been outspoken the need to strengthen this cause. We have done it by urging legislation to strengthen the economic development department and all state efforts toward this cause. He has made a great personal effort, having traveled, having spoken, having met all kinds of contacts in behalf of our state. I was somewhat disturbed this morning in the paper when I read a certain report out of the Portland Civic Club that there should be more visibility by the governor in regard to economic development. Well, I think most of us agree that it doesn't take just visibility to bring economic development in the state of Oregon. It takes good, solid, hard work, face-to-face contact, and the need to make people aware and get them to work on behalf of this matter so that we can look forward to success in this matter. I might also say that we in Eugene have indeed been favored by his support. We've made many trips into this area since assuming the office, and not only on occasions of a civic nature, but showing direct interest, this being at one of the several meetings of our organization that we attended in the last several years. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce my friend, Governor Vic Peters, State of Oregon.
Strengths and limitations of both our regional and state level programs. John appreciates your perception of the state's program and how that program can best complement your own work. Say a story. There's John, the first time I noticed, I told him Klamath Falls. I got into Klamath Falls, and coincidentally, it was not planned. John was in there talking to the economic development people in that community. I noticed not too long after I'd been there that I was traveling around in the state police car, and he was being choked around in the Cadillac limousine. I spoke to him and said, "You've got your order of priority in pretty good shape." That's the kind of respect for economic development that I can understand. That kind of understanding could not be coming at a better time because Oregon has never been positioned to attract the new and expanded businesses, payrolls, and prosperity of the city. We are absolutely in our best position. During 1983, the State Economic Development Department worked with 21 major out-of-state companies. Let me say that again, major out-of-state companies. Of these 21 companies, we showed 8 the Southern Willamette Valley. 8 companies whose potential investment would amount to nearly $150 million in creation in 1800 of these jobs. Of those 8, 6 continue to be active partners. With one of these firms, they're working exclusively with you, Oregon Pacific Economic Development Corporation. Last year, the State Economic Development Commission approved industrial development revenue bonds and Oregon Business Development Fund financing in Lane County, Denton, Douglas, and Flint counties amounting to more than $8 million and contribution to the creation of 220 new jobs. We are currently working in these 4 counties with 7 other businesses who plan to invest $3 million and create 132 more jobs. In the international trade arena, we've assisted 40 of this area's companies, including 23 that participate in trade missions, overseas shows, and catalog exhibits. Companies we assisted reported first-year sales of $1.5 million, second-year sales of $6 million, and third-year sales of $8 million. And all of this is encouraging. I am encouraged, too, by Oregon Pacific's aggressive promotion of a 40-mile Southern Willamette Research Corridor, and by your active recruitment prospects, by your assistance in existing companies in West Central Oregon, by your sponsorship of seminars, your invitations to travel writers, and your packaging of loans, and by your promotional publications such as Lane County Economic Factbook and filming in the New Oregon Telecom. Together, we are sending out ships today that will come back to Oregon in the form of new and expanded businesses and payroll for years to come. This will happen, and already has begun to happen, because Oregon offers a unique combination. Oregon offers a unique combination of commitment to our environment and quality of life, while at the same time pursuing responsible development of business and payroll that will permit us to enjoy our unsurpassed livability. On one hand, we are recognized nationally for our constant attention protecting our environment. As recently as 2 months ago, the National Conservation Foundation ranked Oregon among the top 5 states for our commitment to environmental protection. But at the same time, we are not only aggressively pursuing diversification and growth in our economy, but we are also now have a speeded up land use appeals process whose guarantee of certainty and predictability to business no other state can match. We have a computerized industrial property inventory system that in November received national attention for its speed. Let me tell you that was within 1 year period of time from starting. We won national publicity last fall for achieving the largest workers' compensation rate rollback in the nation national publicity for the fact that we had the largest workers' compensation rate rollback in the nation. Our mutual commitment to responsible economic development and our shared leadership is clear. I appreciate this opportunity with you. I know John Anderson and I look forward to working closely with Oregon Pacific this year. I must tell you that I'm very excited about 1984. I'm excited because it's a year in which I've worked since I've been governor. We've gone through some bumpy times, and I think 1984 would arrive sooner had we not gone through those bumpy times. But I am pleased to know we have 20 active accounts that we're pursuing right now. I'm pleased to know the kind of capital investment that would be if we were to get them all. Now, I'll be honest and say I don't expect them to get them all. Capital investment in jobs. But the fact is that we are talking to companies who are genuinely looking at our state. And they're not being buffaloed by a lot of puff that goes on out there. These, like you, good solid citizens who are going to look to what their best advantage for looking at all the metrics that we expect. I've said several times at the National Republican Governors Conference, I met Vice President for Fairness Corporation, who know them to be a very large siting consulting firm in the United States. And I met the gentleman, he said to me, "You guys are really opening your doors in Oregon for business." I must tell you that was a piece of information that I got from him without any kind of leading to that conclusion. Your efforts are professional. That's what your prospects are going to expect. And I would suggest, as I'm sure you have done, that you work not only as we are in the state of Oregon to bring new and diversified business to our state, but you make sure, and I'm sure you will do this, the businesses that you now have, make sure that they're able to expand and grow as well. So without us working together, this is the message I gave you last night, us, the state of Oregon, being part of your team, which is what we want to happen. And we incidentally, of course, are working that way. And we can't help but be successful in the state of Oregon. And you cannot help but be successful throughout this entire area. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm here to encourage you to continue all your good efforts. Continue them, and we will be a loyal supporter of yours. Thank you.
Inside that